Hello and welcome, Cody Tucker here, and I have some stats on conversions that you made like the year. So, without much ado, let's get started. This podcast is going to have more sections than the rest because I want to segregate what we're talking about. So this section is going to be on lead funnels. And the importance of lead funnels is that you need fresh, hot leads to come to your business every day so you can close them and make money. So the purpose of a lead funnel and the perfect conversion rate is going to be a rate that your funnel is at least a break even value. And so that would mean it costs you a set amount per lead to get them into your business. So say I'm selling a guitar lessons package and it is $39 a month and it cost me $39 a lead to get it. That's a very high number, but that would not be a break-even funnel. You would have to get a conversion rate of 100% to make that profitable or to even break even. What you would want is, now let's use whole numbers. So say we do a product that is $100 and we have a system that brings in leads at $5 a piece. So every lead we get, it would be a potential of $100 sales at the end of the process. So we would need a conversion rate of 20% or greater, or 20% to break even, and greater than 20% to make a profit. And the reason why some people think that this type of thing doesn't matter is because they have a recurring system, like we do at TMV. And like a friend that I'm talking to currently, I'm planning on sending this recording to. He does the guitar lessons. And the idea is you need to at least make your funnel break even. And so that is the goal. Now, this is for the lead funnel. We're going to get started. The next example will be right after this. So thank you, and we'll be with you in a second. The problem with conversion rates is that every time you want a customer to make or take an action off of something, that is going to be a conversion rate. So I'll give you the same example. One, somebody sees something on Facebook, you've done a Facebook ad, so that there's a conversion rate for them to actually act on the ad. And that's going to be, you want that to be around 30%. So 30% of the people that see your ad should be clicking on it. And it should be very, very relevant. You want to have a high relevancy score on Facebook, 7, 6 to 7 plus is high and is good. That reduces the cost of showing your ad to people. And so that's a conversion rate. Then once you have them on the ad and they take the action, then there's multiple things they could do that would be considered a conversion. It may not be the conversion you're looking for, but in fact they have made a conversion, whether they've somehow clicked off the main offer page and they viewed your blog. That is an action, and it is increasing their attachment to you. Whether they've taken the action you've wanted to or not, they have converted. But that's how you lose so many people. So if you say, I'm going to show my ad to 100 people, 30% of those people are possibly going to be the only ones that actually click on your ad and watch your offer. And then there's going to be a conversion on the ones that take action. So if you start with 100 people, then you take it down to 30, because 30%, then you take 2% or maybe another 30% of the people that clicked on the ad that have watched it, maybe only 30% take action on it. And so then you're down again, and now you're left with a number. Now, whatever that number is, you will need to take how many visitors have targeted the right people you get, and then try to find out what conversion percentage you'll need to be at so that those people that have landed on your page will actually go through and make the sale. So let me say that again. It got unclear. You'd be left with a set number of people. Now, let's say there's 10. There's 10 people that view your page from 100. So if you're paying Facebook to show your ad to 100 people, and then only 10 of those people are the actual ones that will be possibly converting. So then you would need a conversion ratio of at least 10% of the 10 to make one conversion, to make one sale. And so that's how you tell if it can be a profitable sales funnel. So if you see, I have to have at least a 10% conversion ratio to close one of the 10, then you know you either need more traffic or a higher conversion rate. I hope this makes sense. I'll try to come up with a better example later on. So we will get back with another section here in just a second. So finishing up, I want to clarify something I said. Earlier in the podcast, I say that you want 30% of people that see the ad to click it. Now, that's not necessarily true. I meant to say that out of the first group of people that just see your ad, you want 30% of those people to look at it and see the ad instead of just swiping right over it. That's what the 30% rule is for me. That is just a metric I've always tried to stick to for myself and clients. So then I'm going to explain that example again, a little slower if I can, or more in depth. So you have your example. You've done a video ad, and 30% of people that have seen that have stopped on it and actually watched the video. Now they have a choice. They can either go on about their day, or they can act on the ad and find out what you have to offer. So then there's a conversion rate. You want that definitely to be as high as possible, but I would say no less than 10% of the 30%. So if you've done a video ad, you can check how long people have viewed it. And what I would want to see is that 10% or higher of the people that have watched more than, say, 30 seconds of the video are clicking on the ad. So that's an important metric to me. Then on those 10% of people, you're going to be left with, and if we started with 100 people, then we're down to 30 people that actually watched the video. And if we did another 10%, that's 3 people. We're left with 3 people that are potentially going to act on your offer. You have 10 people on your website from the 100. And if this doesn't make sense, there's a feature on Anchor that you can send your messages in, and I'll have a podcast strictly for answering questions about this, because I know it kind of would be simpler on a video that I could write this out and show it to you better. So send me your questions and I'll get on them. So you have three people that are on the page that you want them to be on. So your conversion rate has to be 60%. I'll check my math later, but that sounds about right. Your conversion ratio has to be 60% to get one of those three. No, it's 30%. 30%. So it'd have to be 30% to get one of those three people to make a sale. Now, the reason I go through all this is so you see that to figure out how to break even on a funnel is you have to have a very high conversion rate or enough traffic that is cheap enough to make this all work. So you can run an ad, run a test, and let's say you have a conversion rate ratio of 0.5%. Now, that means for every 100 people that see that ad, there is 0.5 people that will act on it, that will do the sale. So you need 200 people to get one sale. So you need 200 people to be on the site to make that happen. So I will do some quick math, and on the next section, I will have ready for you all the math that it would take to get that to actually happen. So bear with us, and we'll be right back. Thank you. So this last section is strictly for a friend of mine named David, and I believe he lives in Italy, and we've been talking through Facebook, and here is an example just for you, David. So we talked about your conversion rate was at 0.5%. So that means you would have to have 200 people to be on your page that are the right target to make one sale. And we did talk about that should be higher. We're going to work to optimize that landing page so that you can get a higher conversion rate. And so I'm going to walk through some of the math. So if you need 200 people on your site to make a sale, we're going to go through the numbers and show you kind of what you need to go, your goal is for traffic currently. And then you'll see if that amount of traffic is profitable. If not, definitely the advertising should stop until you bring up the conversion rate to a better amount. And we'll talk about that too. So, and I'm going to tell everybody how I come up with these numbers so you're able to do this in your head and also with a calculator too. I'm running the calculator, and I hope this will make sense to you all. So we take 200 people, and we talked about that probably 10% of the people that saw the Facebook ad should go through and click it. So we're going to take 200, that's the amount of people, and then divide that by 0.10. So that'll mark that up by 10%. Well, by 90%. So it will show us what will drop off from the 10. And again, if any of this stuff is foggy, please drop a question and I will be sure to answer you. So of course you're left with 2,000 people that would need to see and act on the ad. So this is 2,000 video views per day. And then we take that up another level because we said only 30% of the people that are scrolling through Facebook will stop or should stop on the ad and actually watch the video. So again, very simple. We divide by 0.3 and that marks that up 70% and will show us what is left over. So that would be 6,666. So that's how many people would need to view the ad a day to make one sale a day. And if we'd use a probably a simple, if we just times this out by say what the possible video views would be, and depending on your location, this could either be one up, almost up to a dollar, or say 20 cents. So let's times this by 0.2 for 20 cents, and that turns out to be $1,300. So this would be an example where all advertising should really stop until we fix the conversion rate issue, get that up to at least to at least an affordable range. So this is going to be another I'm kind of shooting from the hip, but I'm going to show another way we can work this out. Say we take the budget we want to use. So if we do $10 a day, I think that's what one of your messages said, David. I'm going to do that. $10 a day times 0.20. So that should be the amount of video views that we should get. And I did not do that right. So that would really be, if we do that by pennies, we'll have to do 1,000. So 1,000 times 0.2 should be the video views. So that would give us around 200 video views a day. And again, I hope you drop some questions so we can discuss if these are about right for you or not. And so we'll take that 200 times it by the 0.3 to see how many people will actually view. Well, no, that's not. We won't need to do that because we already know how many people will view the video. So 200 people will view the video. And again, 10% of those people will act on the ad or higher. So, but we're going to stick with the 10%. So that's 200 times 0.1, which is 10%. So we're left with 20 people that will land on the web page. What I'm walking you through and what I'm walking everybody through is if we tell if this is going to be enough ad spend. And so already I can tell you that this is not going to be enough ad spend because we're going to have a very high conversion rate to make this 20 people that land on your site a day convert. So now if we take your current conversion rate of 0.54, that would actually be 54. So it's 0.0054, and that would leave you with a tenth of a person. So we would have to times your ad spend by 10. So that would be, yeah, $1,000 or $100. I'm sorry. So it had to be, sorry to get that, but it's you'd have to spend $100 a day to get enough people to view your video, for enough people to land on the website, and for enough people to buy. And so it's a definitely a time where we adjust that conversion rate, get that up higher, and then we'll test it again. So thank you. I hope this has made sense to everybody. And again, if you have questions, please use the question feature, and I'll make podcasts strictly on your questions. So thank you, and it's Cody at TMV Social. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.